the president decided to stop attending the event when he was already in that country, and according to presidential spokesperson George Charamba, this move was necessitated by security concerns. In a statement, Charamba said, I quote, the cancellation follows communication from organizers of the festival acknowledging substantial inadequacies in protocol and security arrangements around the event. A number of leaders slotted for participation, including those from the host country, have also withdrawn their participation. The president is expected home in a couple of days. End quote. Indian Prime Minister Pranab Mukherjee boycotted the event following concerns by environmentalists that the delegates were expected to pollute the local environment. In an informal street survey, Zimbabweans expressed anger over the president's move to attend the event when other nations had sent ministers and low-key delegates to New Delhi for the festival. Harare resident Valu Dick said she was shocked by the waste of state resources.
They are wasting my resources which are being generated from the taxpayers, thus increasing poverty. Yet at the same time, the government is advocating to eradicate poverty in Zimbabwe. The government is also failing to take responsibility by misplacing priorities.
Equally furious was Samantha Munyanyiwa, who pointed out that the president's withdrawal from the event showed lack of proper planning in the office of the president.
Shows inadequate planning of the trip itself and a waste of state resources. It also shows that the president himself was ignorant about the event and what its depth, what it was really about. So he just decided to go and find out. And when you see that the president of India has aborted, you also abort. You're just acting like you're being blown by the wind. I think he should have properly planned before taking resources and just going off.
Another Harare resident, Samson Wafuarua, said he was surprised that President Mugabe would fly to India for a cultural event instead of saving funds for buying maize for about 3 million Zimbabweans facing hunger due to the El Nino-induced drought.
You see, the president just flew away to India, even leaving the minister responsible for that ministry back home. What it just means to the Zimbabweans is that the president is just interested in squandering the resources for the nation. And that minister who is responsible was just left because of factional wars. So the president, to me, was just out there for a shopping spree, squandering the nation's resources.
Charamba was not available for comment as his mobile phone was not taking incoming calls. Mr. Mugabe was scheduled to be the guest of honor at the event, which is a celebration of peace in multiculturalism. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.